Cat Anomaly episode number 4. Today is the 28th of January 2023, and I'm your host, Tracy. Thanks for joining us.
This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it.
This article discusses the discovery of a new species of cat, Pallas cat, in Mount Everest, Nepal. The article also discusses the ancestry of Persian and Siamese cats and how they may be different from other domestic breeds. The article also discusses how family involvement is important when caring for a pet cat, and provides tips for adopting or purchasing a cat.
Dash. A recent news item about cats is the discovery of two Pallas cats in Mount Everest National Park. A new study demonstrates that conservation genetics, combined with environmental sampling and confirmed DNA analysis, can be utilized to identify findings of elusive species like Pallas cats. The study found that the two cats inhabit the mount, and their presence was confirmed by environmental samples and genetics. This is a great example of how conservation genetics and environmental sampling can be used to identify species like Pallas cats in remote places like Mount Everest. Cats are one of the most domesticated animals, and have been a small grain-eating animal for centuries. Evidence suggests that cats were an important food source to ancient humans, and recently researchers discovered that differ cat genomes reveal a mixture of weasel DNA and African wildcat DNA. This suggests that cats underwent domestication long before agriculture was practiced in human societies. Using environmental samples from archaeological sites, researchers were able to find evidence for the presence of modern domestic cats in agricultural settings dating back thousands of years. In addition to this, research into the size, food preferences and period of domestication revealed fossil evidence for Pallas cats in remote places like Mount Everest. Cats have been bred in many forms. Mixed breed cats, bred purebred cats, and breed purebred kittens are some of the most popular. Persian and Siamese cats, which are two popular breeds, make wonderful pets for many families. Other domestic breeds include the Maine Coon and the Ragdoll. The common ancestor of all domestic cats is believed to be an Asian wildcat that is now extinct. Animal shelters often have a variety of mixed breed cats available for adoption, thus representing domestication through the centuries. Female domestic cats usually have 2 to 5 kittens at a time, and the litter sizes can range from 3 to 7. Cats are capable of expressing themselves with humans and other domestic animals. This symbiotic social adaptation has enabled cats to express great affection toward humans, often accepting food from their owner's hands and sometimes even bringing them small gifts of their own hunting successes. Domestic cats are also known to display social bonding with other cats, often forming strong and lasting relationships. This is especially true for captive Leopardus cats, which will often rub against each other and display affectionate behavior. The close association between humans and cats has even resulted in house sparrow mortality, as the presence of cats near a house can reduce the number of species living there. Feces parasites in cat feces can also be hazardous to human health if not disposed of properly. Cats have a strong sense of smell that they use to find their way back home if they are ever lost or exiting their body while hunting prey. With this strong sense of smell comes the ability to detect new cat poisons that are being developed. Unfortunately, this also means that cats can get into situations where they are in danger of becoming feral cats if not managed properly. This is why it is important to control breeding of big cats, like Caracals and Savannah cats, as well as pet cats. Pet owners should eliminate the possibility of their cat population growing out of control by spaying and neutering them. Additionally, abandonment stops when laws are in place that make it illegal for people to abandon their pets. The extinction of certain species has been linked to unchecked breeding and abandonment, so laws must be put in place to stop people from doing this across the world. Spaying and neutering pets will help prevent unwanted litters from happening, which will reduce the number of feral cats on the streets. Barbara Klefstad and her family recently decided to foster a cat they named Fury. The Cat Fury Way is a volunteer-driven program that helps find homes for cats in foster care. Barbara found out about the program through Homeward Animal Shelter, where she brought Fury and completed the necessary paperwork to make him a part of their family. The adoption process was swift and the family was able to take Fury home in October. They learned that he had been brought to the Fargo Pound by his original owners, but they were unable to locate them, so Fury was put up for adoption. His new family made sure he received all of his necessary shots and covers, as well as got him
spayed or neutered at Nordbo Veterinary Clinic, which is one of the requirements of the Cat Fury Way program. Barbara and her family are so thankful that they found Fury because he has brought them so much joy in such a short amount of time. She can hear her foster cat Fury meowing from her room, and she prefers her cat over all the other foster cats. Fury is a very active cat and loves to search for mice and other small mammals, but also loves to watch birds at the window. It blocks her mom's view of the garden, but it offers a calm environment for him. He loves to scratch on the cactus-shaped scratcher in her room and to appear only when birds come around. He has an independent demeanor with unassuming looks that just precede his foster care. Barbara is so glad that she found house for Fury because he is such a wonderful addition to their family. Cat breeders and rescues involve families and children in the process of finding a pet. Most likely, a litter of cats will need to be placed with breeders, rescues or shelters. An adult cat may need youngsters to help it adjust to its new home, but they all need love and help. It is important to consider the temperament needs of your pet when selecting from cat breeders or rescues. You should supervise the daily care for your pet regardless of the breed source. The purchase price can vary significantly depending on where you find your family's new furry companion. Barbara was so happy with her decision to adopt Fury from a rescue center because she knew that he would fit perfectly into their family dynamic. Fury was her first cat, and she had no idea about cats' life. But as she continued to adopt more cats, she learned how to provide them with the best food, shelter and exercise.
This has been Animali, Episode 4. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.